welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 20. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gadi Elkon.
Hey, hey.
Andrew Conway.
Hey, hey.
Adam Conway.
What up?
And Mark Chaffardini.
Yo.
It's our 20th podcast. We've been drinking beers. We're not allowed to say two words.
Which are?
Movie and film.
Oh,
he was protected by air quotes.
No, he's not.
No, I will say that. Well, I'll take a shot.
So if we
say those two words, we have to take a shot of beer. And we've been drinking, and we've been. It's hard, difficult to come up with synonyms.
11:02 on a Sunday morning.
Is that what time it is?
So here is our 20th installment. Our 20th installment of
like
In the News.
Yeah.
20th installment of In the News.
Hi.
So, I will start out. I have some comic news for you comic fans. Marvel has announced that they are bringing back Amazing Spider-Man.
What?
Peter Parker.
Again.
Again.
It was a given.
Yeah, it starts in April. They're going to start with Amazing Spider-Man 1, and Peter Parker will be back with the mask and everything, so.
What happens to...
We'll see. Dan Slott and Humberto Ramos. Is it Ramos?
Ramos.
It will be writing in inking.
Drawing up.
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome for Spider-Man fans. I highly recommend you get the first issue because it'll probably be collectors at some point. What did the last season of Spider-Man go to? Like 600 and something?
It was 700.
Yeah, it started in 63.
Because after 700, they went over to Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's right. All right, moving on. This is in the vein of comics and toys. McFarlane Toys just announced their third series of Walking Dead toys. It's going to take place after the prison, so we'll get Andrea with her gun, some zombies, and Rick without a hand.
Oh, so but this is...
But this is based on the comics, not the TV show. And then Evil Dead 2 coming out with new toys from the movie.
Shit. You mean Evil Dead 1?
No, Evil Dead 2.
Oh.
Like the old one with Bruce Campbell.
That's all.
Are they making a sequel to that?
Yes, they are. And they're making a fourth or a sequel to Army of Darkness as well with Sam Raimi directing.
Really?
Yes. Crazy news, San Diego Comic-Con announced that they are doing away with four-day badge purchases. You
ridiculous.
Have to do it one day at a time.
It makes it so much harder for people.
Yeah. And the only way you can get a preview night is to buy all four badges.
Which makes it so much tougher.
They said, like, they don't give discounts now. It doesn't make sense for people to buy four-day badges. So you literally have to go and click on, a grid.
Yeah, the,
Thursday, Friday,
the
Saturday,
day,
and Sunday.
The day you want to go will be sold out.
It's like $35 each.
You can get one day, but another one will be sold out like in a minute also.
Yeah, it's I don't like that. I think people...
It's going to be impossible.
People travel all around the world to San Diego, and they're going to be there all 4 days. I don't know anybody who goes to San Diego who only goes there for a day. Unless maybe a handful of people just go to get that toy. Like that special toy at the beginning.
That special toy.
And my last bit of comic book news, Sinestro, the villain in Green Lantern, will be getting his own ongoing series.
Because villains are in right now.
Yes, they are. Which is cool. Cullen Bunn will be writing, and Dale Eaglesham will be drawing. But I'm excited for a Sinestro comic. There's not enough, like...
What color lantern do you see now? Isn't it like eight different colors or something?
Well, there's the Black Lantern that do the zombies.
The
yellow. There's
so you can tell them apart.
There's the Red Lanterns. Yeah. There's the Green Lanterns.
Orange.
Fuck stick.
Orange. The black one was cool. I like the whole zombie, like the Blackest Night thing. That was really cool.
Yeah.
The Black Lantern. Anybody else have any comic news? No. That's.
Why have one? I don't know if it's considered comic, but like the new Marvel one shot.
Yeah.
Short one is like starring the Mandarin. Which is,
oh, yeah, that's right. I saw that.
It's played by Ben Kingsley. But they said that he's actually in the... There's a little Easter egg where he's in the prison that Luke Cage is in.
Yes.
So that's true. You'll be possibly seeing him come out of that.
That'd be cool.
Wow. Well, the first TV show.
Yeah, on Netflix.
It's a Netflix, yeah.
So, I'll pass it on to Mark Chaffardy from GoSeeTalk.com, who has our news for film. And I'll take a shot.
Thank you.
If you, in case you can't get enough of Jason Bateman, he is starring and directing the movie Bad Words.
There you
which
go.
Looks, yeah, thank you. In case you don't know what a talkie is, there's a trailer for it on the Webby, and it's pretty good. It looks like it doesn't give all of the humor away, and you know, who doesn't love Jason Bateman?
Yeah, who doesn't love Jason Bateman?
I love Jason Bateman.
Moving
God
on.
God doesn't love Jason Bateman, but God doesn't love anybody.
Don't really know how much stock anyone is putting in the RoboCop remake, but
I don't. Not at all.
All my money. All my money's into that.
It's gonna be awful.
It shouldn't.
But there is a trailer-ish feature for RoboCop. It's a take on the TED Talk, which pits Omnicorp as, you know, this great corporation that makes peacekeeping robots. So it kind of takes a cue from what Prometheus did with the TED Talks. And I don't know. It's a neat way to break the transition between a regular trailer and feature.
I think that this remake has a stellar cast, but just everything about it looks like it's going to be
That's a much
solid.
Better insight into the film. I like that.
Fuck.
Not at least you get to curse. But yeah.
But, yeah, fuck me. Fuck the fuck.
If I can go on a rant here for a second, it's just going to be kind of weird because I think people already have a bad taste in their mouth from the Total Recall remake, and this RoboCop remake just seems unnecessary, especially because it's being more like, you can see what's coming.
Well, it's the same thing. They're both PG-13, and they're both not going to be the same.
It's not, yeah.
And it's not a social commentary either, which I think it's what made RoboCop.
Yeah, they just got Samuel Jackson to be the villain like he is in all these horrible movies.
Drink.
And,
yeah, drink,
exactly.
Drink. Yeah.
Okay, so moving on, Michael Fassbender is in talks to be in the Star Wars next talkie, episode 7. So, and rumor has it that they may be rewriting the script so that Luke, Leia, and Han are the stars, not just supporting characters.
Does anyone else think this is going to be a big fail?
No, not at all.
Why?
J.J. Abrams, Disney, they'll do it right.
Disney.
Yeah.
They also said something about Hugo Weaving. Probably going to be in
some. Also,
Jesse Plemons,
which I'm
going to be
for.
In it.
But
and Adam
Fassbender and Star
Adam
Wars.
Driver,
that's
huh?
Awesome.
Yeah,
Fassbender and Star Wars.
I doubt Fassbender will be in it, but we'll see.
It's just a rumor, man.
Yeah, I read an article saying like everybody's auditioning or seeing in reels.
Yeah.
It'd be stupid not to.
It's
going to be one of the biggest
new
franchises. So.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see what plays out from that. But the last thing is that Michael B. Jordan from Chronicle and Fruitvale Station is in talks to be Richard Pryor in the Richard Pryor biopic.
Which is being directed by...
Lee Daniels.
No, it's not Lee Butler. It was Lee Daniels?
Yeah.
It wasn't
Lee Daniels.
Steve McQueen?
He got switched to Lee Daniels.
Steve McQueen has a TV show.
Yeah.
Lee Daniels is going to do
Richard Pryor.
I don't know if I like that.
He's just on a roll.
Michael B.
Jordan
doing,
like, the
Lee
Rocky
Daniels?
Apollo 3. Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, I like it.
And now, gonna be Richard Pryor.
The Apollo Creed sounds like an interesting
he's
premise,
probably
but
Johnny
I don't know.
Storm
that might just
in,
be...
And let's take a second here. Josh Gad was just cast as Sim Canison in the biopic. And there was somebody else as another comedian biopic. So are there, we just see, like, a flood of comedian biopic flicks coming out.
Impossible.
Biopic sounds like an add-on, like an enhancement. Like, is it biopic?
Well, Biopic?
I say biopic. Biopic sounds more
cool.
I'm RoboCop.
It sounds like something RoboCop will have.
But the cool thing about the Kennison is we haven't had even like an HBO special about Kennison. Like,
I mean, there's been like
very
a,
limited.
Yeah.
Compared to Richard, we've had three in the last decade.
Because Dustin Hoffman did Bloody Bruce.
Yeah.
So there's that one. Has anybody done Bill Hicks?
Well, there was the movie American.
Which was drink.
Damn.
But yeah, the documentary, yeah.
It's cold beer, hey.
But like a narrative, though, like Michael B. Jordan playing Pryor. Do you think he can do good? I mean, I'm trying to think if I've seen him in comedy. Yeah, he's
probably
a
good actor.
He kind of looks the part.
Let's see what he looks like with a mustache.
How does he look the part?
Yeah,
well,
a lot of black.
What is that supposed to mean?
No, what I mean is, if you're going for a true biopic, you don't want to do it just a small portion of his life. A lot, you know, something like Ray shows his whole life. I think that's why Jobs didn't do very well. They only showed a small portion of it. But a lot of what they're doing is, in these headlines, they're showing pictures of Michael in Fruitvale Station. And I don't know, maybe the mustache does help because that's what Pryor's known for.
My favorite bit of his is Dracula. The wino Dracula. The wino makes
well,
Dracula.
See, we do the
Dracula!
Crazy eyes.
What kind of name is that? So good. All right. Does anybody else have film news?
Yes. Quentin Tarantino just finished his new Western script.
Yes. It's called
Hateful Eight.
Oh, is this the one in Australia?
I don't know if it's in Australia, but he wants Christoph Waltz
to play all eight.
Of course. And Bruce Dern to be.
So he must have loved Nebraska.
He must have loved Nebraska.
I mean, I love the Burbs, but Nebraska. Bruce Dern.
Why wasn't that on your list of guilty pleasures?
Burbs is awesome. I openly say that.
Yeah.
It came with the frame.
Brett Ratner announced that he is doing a 30 for 30 documentary about the mystery called Mysteries of Jules Rimet Trophy.
Fuck Brett Ratner.
Yes.
Yeah, but 30 for 30 is a lot easier than.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll be able to have more
it's
control.
It's about the FIFA trophy.
And how
Hitler wanted to steal it.
I'm totally on board with Ratner doing
it. It sounds cool, but I know it is Brett Ratner.
Fuck Brett Ratner.
You know, he's terrible at movies, but I'll give him a chance on TV. He's a quick cut director. All his stuff is edited really quick, and he could fit on TV in
a
sports documentary really well. I hate the guy, but if he can switch off doing films, then I'm all on board his ass doing something.
High five. It's nice.
I didn't say any words.
You said if he gets switched off.
I've been cussing, but I never said
you
the
did.
F
you did.
Or the F
it's
word.
Word.
I did.
Say it. Drink it. Judge's ruling.
Both of you drink.
What? I didn't say anything.
Then also,
the only way to settle
what's
this
his new
debacle?
What's his new flick coming out? Brett Ratner.
He gives a damn now.
He's got that
Beverly Hills.
Drinking.
No, he's got something else.
It was,
coming out.
Yeah, wasn't it Beverly Hills
Hercules,
4? Hercules.
It was Dwayne
Johnson. I saw The Legend of Hercules and wrote an amazing review. I gave it 0.5 out of 5 stars.
Oh, you did
give
it a zero.
Star.
So it had a 5 in it. That's no, 0.5.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's a little bit
star.
Of a star. It's
people are going to say 5 out of 5 stars.
I can't believe the same guy, Rennie Harlan, that directed The Legend of Hercules,
he's
directed Die Hard 2, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, and Cliffhanger. Those were all decent flicks.
Why didn't I put Cliffhanger on my guilty pleasure
list?
That would have been better instead of one.
But this
so
like spy
shitty piece of cinema was terrible.
And the last piece of
last
movie
piece.
News I have record. Is, damn it.
stupid.
James Frey, who is famous for writing A Million Little Pieces, which was ended up being a fiction, even though you said it was, a piece of nonfiction.
Is this not TV news, asshole?
No, this is about. No, this is.
Do you have
news.
TV?
He
say
has
it,
TV
drink
news.
It twice.
God damn it.
he has a new book called Endgame, which is supposed to be like the next Hunger Games.
Yeah, we bet.
Endgame?
Which is sold for $2 million.
So it's called Ender's Game, wasn't it?
To Fox. So it's they have a lot of faith in this guy. You can have a blemish on your record and still come back from it and get paid $2 million for.
He's got a lot of those.
The same old
crap.
Why aren't we just writing scripts
instead
of this crap?
It's like Divergent meets Hunger Games is what they're calling it. It's called Endgame.
Not to be confused with
Ender's Game.
So that's
or Highlander.
That's movie news
game.
I have. Does anyone else have any movie news?
You said it again. Drink. So now,
what are you doing? Video game news?
Oh, I was just going.
Yeah, he's. Wait
a minute.
But no, nobody else has any cinema news.
Can I get a little light?
Yes.
Cinema.
Cinema light, but
news.
So, any other cinema news?
No.
Nope.
What are the
video
games?
What Adam Conway.
Tell us the
video
truth.
Video news. CES was this week, and there was tons of video game announcements.
Quality.
Probably the biggest one was Sony announcing PlayStation Now service, which is basically. Letting them, it's an online service that lets you play all games of theirs in their library from any system. This virtually is going to kill Gamefly and GameStop. So both of them are pretty pissed off about it. But it sounds pretty cool, and it can actually be streamed to any of their devices as well as just the TV itself, if you have a Sony TV or a Sony tablet.
I'll be the first to tell you that.
I love that.
While I don't like.
I got here's a kiss.
Hey, I got a pound of kisses in my bag.
Give me a kiss, my friend. That's what I
call it. Silver special kiss.
What is. That's why I love
them. I don't like GameStop.
Chocolate and beer.
But I like what they do.
Right. Well, they're going to be.
Well, they're not going to be in business any much longer.
Yeah.
So, oh well.
Which sucks. Because
and
that's a
Xbox
lot of jobs.
Has their version of their streaming service, but it won't be available for several months, they say. They're still trying to work out all the bugs.
They released them too early.
But yeah, for the TV and the tablets, you still need to have a PS3, at least a PS3 controller to play your games.
It's great.
Then
it's so good. Sweet.
What else do you have?
Then the Writers Guild of America just announced their nominations for Outstanding Achievement in Video Game Writing. And this year's list included Assassin's Creed 4, Batman Arkham Origins, God of War, Last of Us, and Lost Planet. I think Last of Us is probably...
Last of Us just was...
Which one's Lost Planet?
Badass.
I actually don't know. Lost Planet 3, I'm not
sure. I haven't heard of that
one. I haven't heard that one either.
But Last of Us was great play. And a great story. That first opening was incredible.
And if Assassin's Creed wins, it'll be the second victory for Ubisoft, because they actually won last year for Assassin's Creed 3. So.
Which was the...
And they're working on the
chick one,
of that, right?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 3.
They also announced the sales figures for all the consoles over the Christmas, and the winner actually is Nintendo 3DS with 11.5 million sales.
What an awesome thing!
Really? And that, was that like a spread in Vegas? Because
yeah,
who would have thought?
That's a huge.
There was 4 million in PS4 sales and 3 million units of Xbox One. So PS4 was a little bit above Xbox One, but they're not. They're saying it's still
so. Which one was?
I only know that.
But Nintendo 3DS sold 11.5 million units.
I've seen
that. Yeah, so
video game play.
Even though
wait,
the Wii U,
so both of them combined didn't equal what Nintendo
right.
did.
But not Nintendo Wii U, which is their big console. This is their handheld console.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's 11 million that they
yeah.
brought in.
So it's crazy.
Yeah. Their
huge,
DS console that has all their they're releasing like all like the old school stuff to the DS with the new upgrades. So it's yeah, that's one reason why it's cheaper too.
Then we also have there's a new Alien game called Alien Isolation, which was just announced. And it actually stars Ellen Ripley's daughter, Amanda. And actually, the reviews on it are looking good.
Really
like,
good?
Because
the last
reviewers?
Alien game
who are
was...
critics?
CES reviewers.
The Alien game, last one was
all
terrible.
All of them were terrible. They're actually... This one, they're hoping to redeem themselves, is what they're saying.
Is she like half alien?
And then also in...
or not.
Interesting.
Wasn't she an android last one or whatever? Wasn't she a robot?
Yeah.
What's the opposite of interesting? Oh, yeah. Tedious.
And another video game news, China lifted its ban on selling consoles.
I saw that.
Thank
which is ridiculous. Yeah, they put a ban on it in 2000 because they think there was lots of questionable video game material. Which
Final Fantasy, man.
You know, yeah.
If China, questionable material, I think that they're
all coming from them.
Like TV shows are
right.
more questionable than our TV shows.
It just shows like the censorship is ridiculous.
What TV shows have you seen of theirs?
You'll eat what?
Is that really one of them? It'd be awesome.
No, there's several that I've seen that just like are insane. I have to think of some, but like if you look on YouTube, like there's some that are just like, okay, this is getting weird.
That are Chinese,
like old naked men or something like that.
It's
like
on Japanese TV.
Oh yeah,
it's Chinese.
But... Yeah, they're two different countries.
Yeah, they are.
Racist.
They are.
Why are you telling me this?
Ching chong, bing bong. Whatever.
And lastly, I guess Microsoft said that there will be a Halo 5 this year.
That's
so,
great.
Because it wasn't on their list of movies.
But it's not Bungie.
Right.
So it's not going to be good, is what you're saying?
Well, no.
That's what Brian's saying.
That's what
he's implying.
It's sad.
5 out of 5 stars.
Put 5 out of 5 stars in my book is great.
Imply or implode, Lisa. And that's what I got for video game news. Anyone else?
Hey, I don't have any other video game news.
Okay.
So, Andrew, going on to music news.
Yes, music.
Some good
news.
Albums. You bastards didn't bring me to you.
Like a
no album news. No album. We talked about albums last week. So, this is more just some little tidbits. Something that happened earlier this week. Outkast. Is headlining Coachella.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So they're getting back together just for Coachella. I don't know.
That's
might
big news, y'all.
That's big news.
Was Big Boy really a big part of Outkast anyways?
What?
How dare you, son of a bitch.
Maybe they'll do a new album. We'd love a new album for Outkast. I don't know about you guys.
How many Big Boy albums do you have?
Of his?
A Big Boy?
Or I'm a Big Boy!
No, by himself.
I saw him in Denton. He's real.
A real person? Yes.
He is real.
So it'll be another 2-disc release and only 2 songs that are
where they
will come
that.
Will come out.
All of that, the
speaker box
was
love
amazing.
Love.
I love
really?
That because it was like they had country, that jazz, had blues in it. Yeah, it
Big
awesome.
Boy's side was better than the love
it was
side.
Really good.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Fucker. But no. So,
and
so
for all you American Idol fans, Chris Allen's going back to the back to Nashville to record his next album.
Skip this.
Oh my God!
Can't wait.
Do we? Because you know,
really, who's Chris Allen again?
Chris Allen. He won American Idol.
Oh, good for you for watching.
So he's like 1 of 20?
Yeah, 1 of 20. And he's doing what pretty much every musical artist that can't make it in the rock
Where's
and
roll. Where's Ruben? Didn't he win?
Rock and roll. Ruben Studdard?
Wait.
He's
oh.
on Biggest Loser right now. That's where Ruben Studdard is.
Yeah, he is.
That's good for him.
Forgot that he won.
Because he's an Aiken. Because he's a Clay Aiken fan over here.
4 years in a row. You forgot who the winner was. I've never watched an episode of American Idol.
Lambert.
Seen the news.
Well,
Lambert,
freaking American Idol.
Also, Nathan East, one of the members of Daft Punk, has decided to go it alone. He's going to be recording.
That's great news.
A solo album, yeah.
Dumbass.
Most, it's very rare where people break out of a band and become great solo acts.
Well, yeah,
Paul McCartney. Well, Paul McCartney's been in bands, though, but Paul McCartney's good on solo. Michael Jackson did it.
Now, let's not attempt to argue Wings is better than Beatles.
It totally is.
We will.
But they still make good music, whereas, you know, others have gone
out. I'm agreeing with you.
There's Winger versus Kip Winger.
But Nathan,
Rob Thomas.
Move on!
He could be like, you know, he could be sort of like Avicii. He's pretty much the DJ, so he could... He can probably put together a good album. You never know.
I don't know. Paris Hilton's a DJ too, right?
You never know.
Tells about DJs.
And it was just announced that Red Hot Chili Peppers will be joining Bruno Mars for the halftime Super Bowl.
I'm excited about
why?
What type of
about Red Hot Chili Peppers, not Bruno Mars, but Red Hot Chili Peppers. That is like a rock and roll band.
Yeah, I think that's
I like Bruno Mars.
I don't think they ever get enough.
He's better than last year.
Because Bruno Mars was announced a lot earlier, and I guess maybe the
so in their like 12-minute set, do you think they'll play like "Give It Away" and "California," "Danny California,"
and then maybe
"Scar Tissue"?
Some mashups. We got some mashups. That'd be great. Some Bruno Mars.
I doubt they'll play "Roller Coaster," but that would be. Badass if they did. What's the City of Angels? That's a good one. They might play that one.
Faith No More?
No. It's not City of Angels. It's called
Epic.
Under the Bridge.
Under the Bridge.
That's what you think of.
Under the Bridge?
Well, that's not what I'm talking
about. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Okay.
I really like Bruno Mars. I saw him in concert.
Yeah,
that guy.
So no Crash Test Dummies playing at the Super Bowl.
Their one song. It goes with multimedia, man.
That should be our soundtrack.
Theme song.
Since Sundance is coming up, they announced some musical performances. And the headliners are going to be Ludacris. Cascade and Steve Aoki.
No,
headlining several of the performances at Sundance.
That's the thing
I would never have guessed Ludacris would be at Sundance.
Cascade is only good when he and Deadmau5 get together. Or she, I don't know.
Deadmau5.
I would never have guessed Ludacris to be at Sundance. Just would never.
He's a
great actor.
It's not the first time they've had
Fast
rap.
The Furious
either.
Franchise. Yeah.
They've had rap before. They had Big Boy, I believe.
Pitbull.
You keep coming back.
I want to go back to Coachella. In addition to
on the Oscar.
In addition to Outkast, Muse is also headlining, right?
Yeah.
And who else? British? Who else is headlining?
They're like stars.
Arcade Fire.
Arcade Fire.
Like,
They're being the space.
Yeah, they got. There's tons of
space.
Space. At Coachella.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Anyone been to Coachella?
I have not. Unfortunately,
I stopped doing music
like
fest a
Man
while ago.
Music?
Pretty much.
Sounds more acid.
Less burning
or more
and
more acid.
There's other drugs.
I like that video that you put up on Live Witness News. That was fun.
Any other
music
bands?
That was pretty good. And then it was announced by Jimmy Levine and Trent Reznor, who own Beats with Dr. Dre, have announced they're doing their own streaming service to compete with Pandora and Apple's streaming music. And
Jesus,
they,
why?
Well, because
Samsung
they feel
has theirs
they feel
too,
they pretty much feel that
Spotify.
The experience you get from those
Justin Timberlake.
They give you what you want, but
isn't that funny?
After a while it just becomes repetitious and it's stuff you don't even want to listen to. And so they're saying they have a whole new they have a whole new computer program that will actually take what you want to listen to and actually build off of it a lot better than these other ones. And so we'll see. And they want to do it, you know, where you can do groups of stuff, like if you want a barbecue mix, this is stuff I want to hear at a barbecue, or exercise mix. And so, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. My wife just told me there's something called Songza that kind of does that right now.
Songza?
Yeah, and she's pretty. I mean, it sounds stupid, but.
And they also, their whole thing is, nowadays, people don't make albums anymore. Unfortunately, it's pretty much, you get two or three singles from these albums, and the rest are just songs no one wants to hear. And so they want to take those song, those true hits and build a whole stream of music that you want to listen to. And I don't know, it could be interesting. There's a lot of publicity about it.
I know. Rihanna's
Jimmy Levine can do
it. He's all the more in songs.
He's a great producer. And come on, Trent Reznor.
It's an Oscar winner.
So yeah, so that's what I got for music
news. Nice music news. We'll move on to Gotti awesome with flow. TV news to round out our in the news section.
Anyway. So to start off with the big news, obviously we'll start with WWE.
Yes! Excited about this.
There's a couple of platforms why this is important. A, it's going to be $1 billion venture by McMahon.
But when do the licenses...
Ed McMahon?
Vince.
When are they up for the actual TV station?
Not so much Ed.
For like Raw and
They're at least for another year for USA. But once those are up, they'll obviously transition.
However, you can watch Raw and SmackDown on Hulu.
Right.
They will do sort of like a dual thing where they air it first on these other networks to get that income. And then
they're going to make enough money from the subscriptions. It's $9.99
a month. And you have there's a six-month minimum.
But that's only because that pays off
which
first,
is $55.
WrestleMania.
The WrestleMania, because Wrestle's $90 now.
WrestleMania is 60, and the others are 50. None are 90. WrestleMania is always 60, and all the others are 50.
Okay, so WrestleMania, that covers WrestleMania, the 6 months.
Yeah.
But the big thing is, because it's on its own, it's a la carte now, obviously the argument, John McCain even wanted to do a Senate bill about a la carte television to get rid of the monopolies that are created by Time Warner and crap companies. So this makes companies like ESPN, HBO, any of the Showtime, any of those major corporations, guarantee the next 10 years they'll probably do the same thing, if not something bigger.
I hope so. I've been waiting for HBO Go or Showtime to add a $10 fee to your internet service.
Get those,
but then you still have the network. Television. You still have like the companies like DirecTV and Time Warner.
Well, imagine if all those companies, you just pay for your a la carte stations. Like, you know, you watch 12 stations, you pay for those 12. Then you don't need DirecTV. So that eventually it could be the end of those, or they'll do something to combat that by lower their prices or get better service.
But what's so amazing about this is that never before have we ever got the opportunity to go into their archive. 100,000
full archive.
Full archive of pay-per-views, matches, back to when they started, to see those.
Just
and now
the
you get
searchability of it.
Yeah.
The you can go down to the announcer, the wrestler, and get all of their footage that they have recorded all the way back to
the Iron Sheik.
Before, like in the 50s, when his dad first used camera work. So, I mean, it's huge archive, but imagine if like an ESPN did that too.
Exactly. Any game.
Or an NFL network, which has a direct deal with DirecTV. Once that deal is done, in I think it's like 4 years, NFL Network will be the same thing as WWE, MLB Network,
awesome.
All the sports.
All
it's going to be a billion-dollar industry for each little corporation.
In addition to the archive, there's going to be it's the first network to ever do 24/7 live programming. So 24/7, there's going to be a live news or live programming.
Well, they're going to do two-hour preview and post for all events here on out. So they'll clog up that time on the weekends because that's. They have about 8 shows. And there's talks now that because WWE did this, obviously UFC is looking at this. Because UFC doesn't have any long-term contracts with anyone other than FX. So that might be the next one out the gate. The good thing is if they start coming out the gate quickly, that $9.99 might drop.
Yeah.
Because imagine if it was all $3.99 and you just a la carte whatever you want for $3.
I like the $9.99 thing. There's so much content. Not to mention you get...
Yeah, but if
DVD release of WWE and then all the new reality shows or other shows.
So are all those shows going to eventually move to the network then?
Absolutely,
So the Divas will be called off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
whenever those contracts are done, like they specifically mentioned that those will still be running as scheduled. because they're part of those contracts that they did. But
yeah.
McMahon just went from millionaire to billionaire in about 5 years.
You guys see billionaire with XFL, but failed within a year.
Yeah.
And that this is just the way to go. This is where they're the first, and I wish HBO was there to do it first.
But I feel, we'll see how it works, because I feel like Time Warner and all those companies are going to somehow figure out some sort of loophole where they're going to...
That's fine if they figure out a loophole. It can't be any worse than the crap they've already provided service-wise.
Like, it's crazy. Like,
you won't do Time Warner for a reason. Because they suck. I won't do DirecTV ever again. Just because I've been on DirecTV.
The whole thing with... Well, like Time Warner's arguing with the Weather Channel. They're pulling the Weather Channel because they don't have enough money.
They were going to pull AMC, which had Walking Dead, the biggest show on television.
Crazy. The whole thing is, like, I had AT&T Uverse. I was paying over $200 a month for cable. And there was only maybe 10 to 15 channels I watched. But you can't order 10 or 15 channels. You have to order 300. And 285 of those channels you never watch.
QVC.
It's ridiculous.
That's all my mom watches.
But the $9.99 will drop because once you have 10, that's too much. So it's just a $9.99, they're going to cash in because they're the first. That will drop down to at least a third of that, guaranteed. Because you have to do it with the amount of service, because no one's going to do it. People will stick with DirecTV if it costs them $200 when it costs them to get 8 channels, $400.
Yeah.
Even though you do get everything with those channels. And you can do as much, if not more, than just being on a DirecTV's limitations. Like, NFL Network's only on there.
So sort of like what Netflix is doing, too, where they're starting to split up how you buy Netflix. So you can literally have a cheaper version, and then... You can add more and more stuff.
So. Well, I feel the Netflix, I get it, but it's who's going to want to just standard definition stuff? Isn't everybody going to want to pay the extra dollar for
HD? That's just laziness on their part.
There's people that just want to watch the content and not actually care about what it looks like, so I'm sure people will do standard def.
And that'll change over time. People start updating their TVs and people will go to HD.
Like if you're watching it on like your phone just to pass the time, you're not going to...
crap TVs.
Some people aren't going to care if it's HD on your phone.
I mean, they don't even sell tube TVs
anymore. And actually, HD really only... takes a difference if your resolution rate is big. Like you're talking about on your phone. I mean,
you can't really tell the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, iPad maybe, it's
more pixels.
But that's the big news in TV.
A few more pixels on that iPad.
Other TV news: Joseph Gordon-Levitt show hit record, or it got renewed before it premiered. Another one of those. And it's on a weird station.
Pivot.
I saw him on Twitter all day.
Jeremy Pivot station.
Just watch it. Is it good?
Hasn't premiered yet, so we don't know.
We said the first episode was out.
No, premiere. It's just a teaser.
There's supposed to be something like that at Sundance.
They're going to be showing the first episode of Sundance.
Oh, they are?
That is the world premiere of the show, is at Sundance, which we'll do next.
We won't see a sequel to Don John.
Nighttime soon.
Well, he'll direct again.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Don
Jones. Leo and Jonah Hill have teamed up with Q-Tip to do a Q-Tip 80s, 90s, what he was doing back then, like documentary-style show.
Yeah.
Like it'll kind of be like that Fire show that Wahlberg's doing, where it's partially based on real events. But
Wahlbergers?
No, what's the other brother? God, I can't think of his first
Donnie?
Name. Donnie.
There's four brothers, actually, if you think about it.
There's only two that matter.
Yeah, it was the one with Andre Benjamin and...
And then let's see, Steve McQueen is teaming up with BBC for a show called, it's titled right now Epic, but that could change. It's about
based on that flick.
It's four generations of a black family in London, and that's all they've given information about. But it's Steve McQueen's big television break, and that's on BBC, so we'll see it like in 2 years. Don't laugh at me. Hulu's come out with its shows that it's creating or that's already come out to compete with Netflix, because Netflix blew it out the water. There's a lot of shows. There's Tyler Labine from Reaper has his own show called Deadbeat, which is about a ghost medium. He's also like a detective.
Go for it.
Slacker ghost.
His best friend in that is Brandon Jackson from Tropic Thunder, the little black guy.
Yeah, Brandon T. Jackson.
Brandon T. Jackson. And that looks really good. But Hulu's got a big list. A lot of foreign shows and a lot of British shows.
Do you think they can compete with Netflix?
No, that's the issue. They're trying to go for the different audience. And some of the shows sound cool. Some sound really stupid. There's The Hot Wives of Orlando, which is a parody of all those wives show. It might be funny, but who's going to watch it? Guys or girls?
Casey Rose Wilson. What's the one with Kevin Hart? That's the real husband.
The real husband's the Hollywood.
Real husband, yeah. And then Comedy Central greenlit Rob Lowe and Will Forte's new animated show, Moonbeam.
Yes.
Sweet.
Which is coming out soon.
It's a cop comedy.
Yeah, and it's sort of like a lighthearted, what's that one where the axe cop?
Axe cop, yeah.
It's sort of a lighthearted axe cop. Other news. ABC already axed a show. The assets got axed.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah, after two episodes.
Like, what the hell?
Like, these is like it's prime example of networks just not giving anything a chance.
Yeah.
Holy shit, after two episodes.
Crazy.
It was an 8-part miniseries, you know.
Like, let it finish.
Yeah.
And even though we brought this up, True Detective does premiere tonight.
Sunday.
Sunday.
The 12th.
Oh. Yeah, tonight.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Well, they're not going to listen to this tonight. So.
That's true. Good point. Thank you. But, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. Looks good. That's all TV.
I have
a couple of
he has a TV thing, right?
Oh,
yeah.
God, I didn't even bring up The Simpsons. Did you?
No, go ahead.
Oh, God.
No, you wanted to bid it. I'll throw it to you for Simpsons.
Well, I'll do a little buffer. Speaking of TVs, the CES show is showcasing...
The new
flexible
curve,
and it curves on command. It doesn't come in that shape. You press a button, and it actually gives you the best seat in the house because it concaves to whatever the radius is. And I just thought it was
awesome. And side note on that quickly before you get to your TV news, it was great to see Michael Bay freak out on stage talking about the curved TV. Made my day.
I think he freaked out because of the teleprompter. Let's not act like he did something cool. He looked like a moron.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He freaked out because he didn't know what the hell to say.
He didn't know how to talk about his own movie.
He prepared his speech and he couldn't read it.
He failed. But the new TV, that Samsung, the 85-incher, that...
Well, LG's releasing a phone like that also.
The new
LG phone. It's curved.
Glass. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's
sick.
It's weird. But, you know,
well, the crazy thing is, like, you know, when I went from standard definition to high definition, I knew it. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a prophet, but I just knew they were not going to... You know, close the door at high definition. I knew they were going to have ultra or hyper or super ultra, something like that. And these new OLED.
We should have made fun of Michael Bay, guys.
Is that the Devastator out there?
The Earth is ending.
All right.
Yeah.
Before we jump into Simpsons, I do have more. Boardwalk Empire season 5 is the final season.
Yes.
Boo.
Girls renewed for season 4.
Last season,
just
final also.
Yeah.
Last season of True Blood.
But that was announced 6 months ago.
Yeah. I kind of lost interest after season 3.
For Boardwalk?
Justified.
Boardwalk? Why is Boardwalk ending?
Like, I like how something like Breaking Bad goes into different territories, but Justified just seems to do the same thing.
That's what they should do.
They should do it.
They might do that, though. That's why they're ending it right before Al Capone's character takes charge. Mm-hmm. I mean, they already killed Frank, so they're almost there. But anyway.
And that'll lead right into the Untouchables.
Because they're moving on to the Rock series.
Yeah.
The Untouchables. The Rock.
The Approachables.
I have a couple of small
Simpsons. Well, just one thing. Simpsons, and I don't know which episode it is. I'm not sure it's been confirmed if it is tonight or a future one, but the Simpsons are paying tribute to Hayao Miyazaki and Studio Ghibli because Miyazaki's retiring. Finally, it says.
So what has Miyazaki directed, for those who don't know?
Okay. he's actually only directed 3 movies. Howl's Moving Castle, Ponyo, and The Wind Rises. But he's done story, animation, and a whole... I mean, he founded
Studio
Ghibli.
What did he do
with
Princess Mononoke? Okay.
I think he just did the story.
There's a story?
I think... I forget who that was.
He's done the story on a lot more than he's directed.
He's done so much.
He didn't direct
Spirit
Away.
My name
was
Toro.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that because it's his story and it's his baby, he would have directed it, but somehow he didn't.
Do you think he'll direct the opening credit sequence of The Simpsons?
That would be...
Like Del Toro did?
That would be... I don't think so. Because
it takes like...
Because this guy... I'm not saying he's complaining, but one of the reasons he's retiring is he says it just takes him longer and longer to make movies.
Yeah.
And it's just like, he's like, but if I do another one, it'll take 7 years. Whereas it's taken 5 years.
He's
73. And he just had a birthday. I think it was on January 5th. But the reason we're talking about this is the Simpsons are giving tribute to Miyazaki-san, and they're doing a little segment where Homer is going out on like this drunken pub crawl, and because you know he's so drunk and he's got beer goggles, it turns Springfield into like a Miyazaki. It's basically Spirited Away with all these little nods to Kiki's delivery service.
and Howl's Moving Castle. It's, you have
That'd
to
be great.
It.
That's going
to
be great.
There's a clip online right now, but yeah. I hope they do more.
And one of the cool things, too, is the Simpsons actually have, this is more video game news, but they have a little free download you can get for your iPad and your iPhone, so that called Tapped Out, where you sort of rebuild.
Oh, I play
rebuild
that.
Rebuild the Simpsons.
I play.
And something they're starting to do a cross platform thing.
They did. They added the
thing,
well, chick
like,
from
they
the
added,
new episode.
They added
the
girl from the new episode to try to get you to watch the show.
I so definitely
it's
play Tapped Out.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's awesome. It's like The Sims and Sims.
Yeah, it's pretty
the
much.
Simpsons.
I understand. But yeah, that's it. What do you got, Adam?
I have just two other things. BBC also announced that they're doing an awesome six-part 70s espionage thriller called The Game from Toby Whitehouse, and it's going to be starring Brian Cox.
Sweet.
Wow.
He was in the movie Her.
Too.
Yeah.
Boom.
And then also...
He was the voice of Alan Watts.
They just announced that Chevy Chase and River D'Angelo will be reuniting for a TV comedy project on ABC.
Ooh.
Where they'll be playing grandparents that are taking care of their grandkids. So it's
sounds
really.
I guess so, since the vacation
suits.
Flick is not going on right now, they're
right.
going to work together no matter what.
Like, the project was brought to Beverly D'Angelo, and then she got Chevy Chase to agree to it. Since he's no longer on Community, big shocker, guys, if you don't know, his character died on Community last week. So.
Spoiler!
Spoiler!
One last one. My bad. Soderbergh is doing a television show called The Nick on Cinemax. Clive Owen stars.
Since he's retiring from
the Knicks. He's done with film, but TV is
Pictures,
his next venture.
Talkies?
It's Flint,
10 drinks.
What the fuck are you? You did that on purpose. Yeah, that's it. Soderbergh doing...
You roll the red carpet
it
and
won't
you
be
the
a,
whole way
It won't be a one-off thing like behind... Candelabra, it'll be...
that was really good.
Candelabra, it'll be like a 3 or 6 part series.
Oh, it's 10 episodes for the first season.
Well, they haven't confirmed the 10. Have they confirmed 10? Well, then it'll be 10 episodes.
Well, we've got confirmation.
10 inches.
Well, I didn't read that part.
Yeah.
They didn't announce that.
0.5 stars.
But it's on Cinemax, which is the prop.
Cinemax has some good shows. Like,
yeah.
They have that...
Strike Back?
Banshees on Cinemax, okay.
Banshees, yeah,
Strike
exactly.
Back's on Cinemax.
So is that all the news for our 20th podcast?
Sure.
Yeah, sounds like it.
You heard it here first.